Publishing ventures. While her written works would become Ellen White's lasting legacy, it was not until several months after her first vision that her trembling hand was able to hold a pen steadily, an accomplishment she attributed to God's special intervention. Her physical condition had become so debilitated by her childhood accident that up to this time, early 1845, she could not write. While in vision, she wrote, I was commanded by an angel to write the vision. I attempted it and wrote readily. My nerves were strengthened and my hand became steady. Her writing continued for nearly 70 years. The earliest extant communication of any type by Ellen White, still Ellen Harmon at the time, was a printed letter dated December 20, 1845, addressed to the editor of the Day Star, a Millerite paper published in Cincinnati, Ohio. She concluded her letter, which reported the scenes of her first vision and a subsequent one concerning the new earth, with the note, This was not written for publication, but for the encouragement of all who may see it and be encouraged by it. Even so, the editor, Enoch Jacobs, decided to publish her account at the request of many friends that have heard it read. As interest increased in this 18-year-old's visionary experiences, supporters circulated her visions inexpensively through broadsides, large sheets of paper, usually printed on one side. In May 1847, James White, now married to Ellen, included three communications from his wife in his 24-page pamphlet, A Word to the Little Flock. But it was not until August 1851 that most of Ellen White's earliest writings would be collected into book form and published as A Sketch of the Christian Experience and Views of Ellen G. White. Even prior to her first book, however, several of Ellen's visions reached Sabbatarian Adventists through the little paper that James White launched in response to one of his wife's visions. He issued 11 numbers of The Present Truth between July 1849 and November 1850, six of which contained communications from Ellen White. 5 years later, Ellen published her first Testimony for the Church, a 16-page pamphlet that launched a series of published testimonies that eventually comprised 9 volumes and nearly 5,000 pages. 4 more testimony numbers would be printed between 1856 and 1859. Several articles also appeared in the Review and Herald and the monthly Youth's Instructor, the latter having begun in 1852.